dialing digits, you know, thankfully.
Dyslexic fingers.
When you're coordinating the Mitsubishi Badminton Horse Trials, you've always got, a bit like a general and his troops, etc., everything's in hand, everything's sorted through. Isn't that right, Julian Seaman?
It is indeed, Alex. Well, good to see you. Good to hear you, even. Not on Skype today.
Yeah, no, the webcam hasn't quite been established in the studio, but who knows. In the studio we have Sue North, who, as we said, tutor at the University of Lincoln, press publicist, journalist,
PR person, you name
et cetera.
It.
So it's really
makes two of us then, doesn't it?
It does really, doesn't it? Exactly. Do you not find you get sucked into these things? Once you do one sort of bit of event organising, people sort of want you to do more.
Well, I do rather a nice one in France at the end of the season.
That sounds nice.
Which is very much the same sort of job on a smaller scale. But Badminton is a fairly big job, so I actually do something about badminton probably every day of the year. It's extraordinary, although the big deal is, you know, at the end of April. Not a day goes by where I'm probably not doing a little bit of badminton work.
Now, Julian, I'm already getting excited about the fabulous Easter extravaganza that will be the Mitsubishi Badminton Horse Trials and so on. It does seem to get better and better each year. But I see this very morning in our inbox we had news of a badminton phone application.
Absolutely. We actually had our big press day down at Badminton yesterday in the gorgeous sunshine, and we announced our new phone app. I have to say that I'm not quite up to speed on modern technology like this, but I'm informed by our website man, Dominic, that this is really good. And apparently we've already gone into the charts with favourite sporting apps already, and then came out yesterday. So we're very excited about that.
You see, when you've got matters equine, you reach...
Absolutely. It's a huge, huge community.
Very, very much indeed. Let's ask our musician, who's been sharing with us some wonderful music today, Rowan Slater, etc. Rowan, horses... Badminton.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know a lot about horses, I'm afraid.
Sorry. Or badminton. A lot of singing cowboys, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Yeah, it's part of it.
Breakback Mountain and all that.
Well, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go down that
not
line.
Back, but, yeah.
But allowing for that whole thing, I was a relatively late convert, I think, to the fantastic stuff that's here. I mean, yesterday we were speaking to Jane Clark and she gave us her tips for the Grand National. She actually, if you're interested, Julian, and you can't sort of you haven't got the time, shall we say, to actually go and listen again to the things that Jane was talking about. She talked about she's looking for a grey horse to win the Grand National for the first time since 1961. So 50 years. She's put her thing down, I think, either Silver by Nature or possibly, if you're looking at another sort of option, for Nina Carberry to take Character Builder.
Well, that would be good, to be the first girl ever to have won it. And so that could be one. I might go for Mr. Whaley Cohen, who I won some money on in the Gold Cup. But I take a bigger... He's an amateur, which is very unusual. The last amateur to win was Marcus Armitage over 20 years ago, I think. And so I like a bit of amateur stuff, because many, many moons ago, before I put on a great deal of weight, I actually had a spin round the Grand National course myself in an amateur race, which indeed is today, so I shall be watching the telly this afternoon.
Yep, there we are. It's all great stuff there. And actually, I don't know if you know, but Jane's also got into the saddle herself recently. She's finished third twice in a couple of charity races, riding a little horse called Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, is she going to come to Badminton as well?
I think that hopefully, yes, all being well. I should be there. We'll have a couple of other sorts. Yes, Siren and Southside have represented. I've already received, the press packs have arrived with your consummate scenario. So yes, we should certainly be there, certainly for the Saturday and hopefully the Sunday as well, Julian.
Very good. Well, Sunday's the big day, the cross country day, where the big crowds are and all the big excitement happens.
Precisely so. Sue, we were talking earlier about events that are very exciting, which we can't quite talk about because there's the press launch that we're going to next Thursday, which will celebrate Olympics, Lincoln arts festivals, and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Any questions you want to put to Julian about things which now have been released, and the fact that, I mean, I always feel when I go into the Badminton Press Centre that it's a bit like a well-oiled machine, because, you know, you've got the chandeliers, you've got the vote, you've got your passport.
Are you suggesting I'm well-oiled?
This is it. But how many years has badminton had to establish itself? Decades and decades of experience. And every year you do a festival, I think you'd agree, you learn something, don't you? There's always something you can take forward to next year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been going 62 years now. This is the 62nd badminton. And it's amazing how things change. I've been press officer now. This is my 10th year. Mm. And, I mean, rather like we were saying earlier on, the phone app, that's a new...
The technology is just...
Technology has been coming on. Yeah. We were streaming the event a couple of years ago for the first time. Mm. Obviously, with the red button television, that's been relatively new. So there's all sorts of things. And as my boss, Hugh Thomas, quite rightly says, just because something has worked for 40 years doesn't mean you don't need to change it. You know, sometimes, if it ain't bust, don't fix it. But sometimes you just need to stand back and say, well, hang on a minute, just because we've always done it like that, there might be a better way of doing it. So you're absolutely right. Yeah.
I agree with your comments about the new media, though. It's very hard to get your head round when you're not quite used to it. But it seems to be so very effective for promoting events like this, doesn't it?
Well, things like Facebook and Twitter, I actually employed two new girls last year for my team. And their complete job is to do new social media stuff. And in fact, they've got an extra job this year because we put them on as social commentators as well. So they'll be covering all the parties too.
That sounds a nice job.
I sense, actually, Julian, we should obviously speak to these fine folk while we're there, actually.
Well, I think you ought to. They're behind my desk.
We shall bear that in mind, etc. Because obviously, when they've wrapped up with badminton, we can actually employ them as de facto social commentators. They fit in well with Richard Fitzwilliams, you know, royal wedding, etc.
Pretty good.
Rowan, any questions for yourself? Any thoughts?
No, not really.
That's okay. That's fine.
I know so little about badminton and, you know, all this. So.
Well, it is an event which is absolutely astounding. Julian, we've spoken about this several times, but there's always that line that comes across, oh, badminton is all for the horsey folk, etc.
No, it's not. Precisely,
because there's great shopping opportunities as well. Share with us what other magical things can you look forward to if you sort of think, well, yeah, okay, I fancy going to the badminton experience. What at the Mitsubishi Badminton event can people also look forward to?
Well, it's a massive family day out, and as you say, there are probably about 400 trade stands, and they're not just for green wellies. You can get all kinds of stuff there. And also for the kids, there's a fairground. I think there's talk about maybe having a golf driving range for the husbands at some stage. Whether we're doing that this year, I'm not sure. But it's very much a family day out. And it does last for 4 days. So, you know, you can pick and choose which day you want to come. Most of the shoppers probably come on the early days because it's the big action day on the Sunday. And you are seeing, even if you've never been interested before, you are seeing the very best horses and riders in the world. Mm. I got taken a few years ago as a bit of research. I had to go and see how other media centres work. And I went to the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. I went to the Open Golf at Lytham. I went to Wimbledon. And I'd never been to these places before. And it was just really great going to an experience, a big sporting occasion, of which I knew absolutely nothing about. But seeing it, well, I was lucky enough to see it rather from the inside. Mm. But it gives you a complete... different perspectives. So when you happen to chance upon it on the telly, you get a feel for it, rather like the Masters, which is about to happen. If you've been to Augusta, then you can watch and say, well, I've been there.
It does. It's very much sort of lifestyle as the season proceeds and various other things. Okay, a reminder, Badminton Horse Trials, Thursday the 21st of April to Monday the 29th of April. Those are the dates that was actually there. Tickets, Julian, can people still book online? What's the sort of procedures?
Yes, absolutely. You go to the box office online, www.badminton-horse.co.uk. And the box office is there. I suspect that the final day show jumping grandstand seats probably very nearly sold out by now. But there's lots of other things to do there. Cross-country day is pretty well open house. You can pay on the gate. But remember to get there quite early because there are quite a few queues. Badminton has not moved in its position, obviously, for several hundred years. And we haven't put motorways in like they did at Silverstone to get there. Nice country lanes. So there is a traffic issue. So just leave yourself a lot of time to get in.
I remember, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago when I flew down to Badminton, actually.
Ooh,
via it was all thanks at the time to EasyJet, actually, to prove that you can actually get from Newcastle to Badminton back in the day. And the most challenging part of the journey was certainly the taxi ride back to Bristol Airport from Badminton at a time where, obviously, the tendency for traffic jams and traffic congestion was fairly high. Really.
Well, if you're very smart, we do have an airstrip.
Yeah, well, clearly... I've asked Andrew David, our managing editor at Siren, to access free up some of the budgets.
He's taken the company jet this
week.
He's
off to Las Vegas. Exactly. It's a crucial thing. But at least it proves, as we've often said, Julian, that Siren, and indeed Southside, we're local, we're not parochial, we've got global aspirations.
Very good stuff.
Marvellous. marvellous stuff. Listen, Julian, it's been fantastic just touching base with the good self. We're up to our royal commentator, Richard Fitzwilliams, in a few moments to share with us. Obviously, that's another sort of prep ahead, really, because you've got badminton, and then, of course, you've got the Royal Wedding, you've got Sci-Fi London. It's just one lovely thing after another, really.
Well, we're glad to know that the Royal saw what date we were and didn't clash with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. I was thinking about that. And finally, actually, another little point, you mentioned the finest riders and competitors. Presumably, there's one eye very much on that little event that's taking place in London in 2012, which has the sort of five rings coming together, really.
Absolutely. This will probably be the last chance, well, the last chance, but one of the later chances for international team managers to put their hopeful Olympic riders through their tests. And most of the squads now, they will be fairly well organised as to who they think they want. And obviously badminton next year will be just before the Games. And we're all looking forward to it at Greenwich very much indeed.
Does Yogi Breisner put in an appearance?
Yogi Breisner is indeed, it doesn't sound like it for your listeners, but Yogi Breisner is a Swedish-British team manager, and he's been very, very successful for the Brits. I can't remember how many years
Absolutely.
He's been doing it, but Yogi is in charge of the thing, and he's not actually chairman of the selectors, but he's the team manager, so he works with Mandy Stibbe, who's the chairman of the selectors, to put the squad together, and hopefully it would be fantastic if we could just pick up two golds at the Greenwich Olympics.
Well, that's the key thing. Certainly we've spoken to Yogi before, and he will be back with us hopefully before too long. It's high time we actually got Mr. Breisner back again, as you say, the most successful England team manager, bar none, really. I mean, if you about Clive Woodward, I suppose, plucked a Rugby World Cup, and Sir Alf Ramsey, but other than that, it's been a case of glorious quarter-final failure. At least Yogi Breisner's won things.
Absolutely. Well, yes, we're current world champions. So
don't talk about the cricket, Julian. Sri Lanka scenario. Oh my word. Anyway, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the show this morning?
It's been great, Alex. Very good. And look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time.
Precisely. Julian Seaman, we salute you. Take care now.
Bye.